So then you're on to school and OSU. Was that an automatic, you knew you wanted to go OSU all your life?
You know, I can't say that. Truly, I was raised more of an OU fan. My parents were big OU fans. I remember sometimes whole busloads of neighbors and friends would get on a bus and they'd go over to Norman to a ball game. And I can certainly respect that. While my parents never went to the University of Oklahoma, they were OU fans during that Bud Wilkinson era when they had the 47 straight wins and really one of the great brands in college football. I understand that. In fact, in my travels all through my adult life and professional life, you say you're from Oklahoma, about the first thing that's going to come back is OU football, kind of what we've been known for. But no, I actually had a neighbor of ours. His name was Greg Norris. He had come to OSU 2 years before I graduated. I really didn't go on a lot of college campus visits. I just sort of thought maybe OSU would be fun. I came over for one visit and decided that, hey, I'm going to go to OSU. So it was kind of a last-minute deal. In all candor, I remember my mom saying, well, why do you want to go there? The football team's terrible. But that was not a, I won't let you, or we're not going to pay for you, or anything like that. It was just a kind of an off-color comment that she made. But my parents were very supportive of my coming here. So indeed, I did. I started in the fall of 1971 at Oklahoma State and graduated in May of 75.
Upon entering OSU, business degree was your focus from the beginning.
It was. I definitely declared as a business major. I really did enjoy the College of Business, the educational process. In fact, as I went through school, really the only other thing I thought I might ever want to do if I couldn't work for myself, I thought I might enjoy teaching at the college level because I did enjoy the experience, very much admired the professors. I was a good student. I had a 3.8 overall grade point average, so I certainly was able to be successful in that academic setting, and I actually did actualize through that process a lot. And had Steve and I not started the bar when we did, I actually had a graduate assistantship lined up and had intended to pursue an MBA right after school because I did not get any job offers. You know, when you go into an interview and they say, what do you want to be doing in 5 years? Well, basically, I've always wanted to work for myself. I obviously didn't have the right answers, and I'd had no job offers.